Greetings. Hello. Welcome to episode number 259 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
You're stuck with the three of us. I'm sorry about it.
I'm just thrilled you got the opening right.
I did. I'm very excited about it. Real quick, it's Valentine's week on Wednesday. It's Valentine's Day. So if you need Valentine's Day plans that involve trivia, we'll have our weekly events.
Yep.
But we're also hosting Dirty Sexy Trivia. It's Trivia After Dark. It's a lot of pop culture, lots of butts.
Yeah.
Things that make your middle school self giggle and actually probably still your adult self giggle as well.
Michael is planning on hosting in a banana hammock only.
That's not true.
I'm glad that's not true. This was the first I was hearing of it.
That's not true.
I didn't say it was going to happen. I said he was planning on doing that.
We have single and ready to mingle tickets. We got couples tickets. We got orgy tickets. Orgy's not included. That's just the name of the ticket if you want to submit your trivia team. So districttrivia.com/dirtytrivia. Get them for Wednesday. It's going to be a ton of fun.
There has been discussion of, as a prize, win a date with Mike the Trivia host.
Yeah, but that discussion mainly has come from you as a good idea.
I don't know
something
about
you throw
just from me. I said it as a joke, and you were like, hang on, we might want to talk about this.
Well, so my thought was we could offer that up. The flip side is it is required.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't quite like homework.
You could either strive for that fourth place spot in order to win the date, or strive and do everything you can in order to avoid finishing in fourth.
Oh my goodness. Well,
now I'm a little hurt.
At the finals, people do get high fives.
Yes.
So.
Hearty handshakes, high fives.
Anyway, so I was looking for a Valentine's Day themed fact, and I failed in that regard.
Okay.
I tried, and I failed. I wanted to find out the origin of the heart shape because, you know the standard shape
Why
of
is a
heart.
A heart, right?
We all know that that is the shape of a heart, but it is
right.
not.
The
it
shape
doesn't look,
of a heart.
It's not the shape of a heart.
Yeah.
So I was trying to find the origin of how that shape came to be, and no one knows.
Okay.
They have it on playing cards as early as the 1400s, but they. No one
but
knows
why?
Where the shape
yeah.
came from or why it evolved into that. Hmm. Nobody knows. It's a great mystery.
It's one of those. What is it? Is it German chocolate cake? Is not actually German. It's named after a guy named German.
Which I forget yes. all the time and always get angry because I think that it's the Black Forest cake.
Yeah, Black Forest cake is German.
Right. And I think that to me in my head is, German chocolate cake. And then I get the German cake.
And it's
like,
not what you expected. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe it's one of those things where, the heart shape was named after some guy named Hart. And not actually have anything to do with the organ.
I don't know. I have no idea.
It will forever be a mystery.
Yeah, that's the story I'm going with.
So if you came here for a Valentine's Day fact, you are sorely mistaken. But if you want sex trivia.
We've got that.
Yeah. Wednesday. All right, Michael, you kick us off because you were very enthusiastic and very excited. And also we were laughing at you. So.
Yes, very much so. Well, that's standard for the podcast.
Well,
so.
Let me be clear. I wasn't trying to get you to start so we would stop laughing at you. I wanted to continue it.
Oh,
to continue
okay.
laughing at
yes.
him?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
When we inevitably get it right.
Well.
17. I'm going for getting it right
you know what?
Before
Skip
he
me.
Asks the question.
Skip
now.
Me. 17 was the answer. Moving on. I'm kidding. Lindsay, unlike you, I was actually able to pull something that was basically time relevant.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
The Olympics.
Yes.
Good.
The Olympics.
I hope that this does not change because Olympics are happening as we are recording
right.
this.
What,
we don't want you to get abdicated.
No, absolutely.
Like I did, which by the way was a correction. So the article that I found about the Super Bowl bonuses, that was the most recent article I could find. And then the podcast posted and then they updated it. The players got $5,000 more, which
right.
luckily we gave people a range. But
yeah,
I
mean,
like,
literally it was we posted the podcast at 8 a.m. and they released the article at 9 a.m. with
yeah.
the new numbers.
I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
So,
which happens to us on occasion.
112,000 bonuses to the Eagles. But regardless, sorry yep. about that.
Just a reminder that your Eagles won the Super Bowl, right? Anyway, so luckily, though. I went with Summer Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
It's time relevant, but it's not going to be changed by the time of this.
Rio
Got
de
it.
Janeiro.
All right, there you go.
You see how I did this?
Yeah.
All right. So what was the time difference between the first men's marathon
okay.
and the most recent? What was the time difference?
That is a great question.
Thank you.
Michael.
I think you have outdone yourself.
I really enjoy that question.
I mean, I know the answer, but no.
So I'm going to stick to 17 hours. No.
So the mythos goes that the first guy that ever ran a marathon died at the end.
Right,
of
which
it.
I tell my friends that run marathons. I'm like, well, you know the story. And then they all say, well, that's because he wasn't trained.
Uh-huh. He was a trained soldier.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, like that. I just, you know.
Way to knock the military marathon runners.
I respect runners greatly, but I do think you're insane.
Oh, no.
And I want to be quoted as that.
I have friends that are ultra marathon runners.
Ultra? What even is that?
It's they are running further than I like to drive.
Right.
Is basically what it comes down
to.
I was talking to my father, who's they live down in Florida, and he was telling me about a bunch of other people in their sort of like retirement-esque community that they live in that are ultra-marathoners, and
right.
They're like 75.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, it's one of those, like, I couldn't do that now. I couldn't do it 20 years ago when I was 18,
right.
And I sure as hell won't be able to do it when I'm 70.
There's a special marathon. I forget the name of it, but we'll make sure to put it in the link dump,
uh-huh.
Where they do a marathon on each of the continents.
Yes.
Each of the continents,
yeah.
In 7 days.
Yes.
And the oldest guy that did that was over 70.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. The flights are, just getting from airport to airport in 7 days, I think, would be too much for me.
Yeah, I agree.
So a marathon is 26.2 miles, right?
Correct.
The original marathon was 26 miles, even.
Right, but for whatever reason, they made it 26.2.
Right.
Are you just being a jerk right now?
No. It was. I mean, there is a reason. It was the King of England wanted or the Queen of England wanted it to finish in front of her, so they moved the line like to the balcony, which was an extra 0.2 mile.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so again. Yeah. According to the mythos. But yeah, that was there's a specific reason. The original marathon was 26 miles. But I'm going to say, yeah, go ahead.
So, I'm thinking about how fast you can, you know, you would run a mile, right? So
right.
I can do an 8-minute mile-ish.
Wow. That's actually kind of impressive.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
But
I think it's terrible.
An athletic person who does things.
I haven't done that in a while,
right.
But I don't know.
I require surgery to fix my back from carrying around my 20-pound child. So we're on different ends of the spectrum is what I'm saying.
Well, the super parent strength. But when you're running, I don't think that pace, well, I don't know. I couldn't do that pace
for 26 miles.
And
right,
I'm sure
no.
that people that train a different way cross country.
Right.
That's why I stopped playing soccer, because it was long distance. I was like, I hate
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no, screw that.
Ball hockey, just short little sprints. I can handle
right,
that all
yeah.
day.
Right.
Lindsay takes a nap in between periods.
So, yeah. So I got to figure that the average marathon now is probably about, what, 4 hours, 4 hours, 15 minutes?
The average
for
marathon?
Average, yeah. You
no,
got to figure they're doing like.
Average winning time, you mean?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay. I would
guess.
Because
that's about a 10-minute mile. I would assume that's what it would be.
So my guess is that the current Olympic marathon gold medalist from 2 years ago was probably in the 3:30 range. Three
right.
and a half
oh,
hours.
Okay. Well,
or,
I'm thinking...
or 3 hours and 15 minutes, something in that general vicinity.
Okay. So I was thinking average normal person running time, which was a really stupid way to go about this question.
Go about the Olympic gold medal record setting time.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to just stop and do do what I always do. Internal reset, because my trail of logic was just spinning wildly
right.
out of control. I'm going to say that it was a full 26 minutes difference.
Okay.
I think people improved that much.
Okay.
26 minutes.
Now, to give you some range, too, what we're talking about, 1896,
right.
The first Olympics.
First
yeah.
modern Olympics.
First modern
yes.
Olympics in Greece. So it's 120 years is
right.
what we're looking at.
Right. It's a
so
long
you
time.
Think in 120 years, you said how many?
26 minutes.
26 minutes.
That's a significant,
a minute a mile off.
Yeah, and that's a significant percentage of the overall time if it's, you know, 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever
right.
it is. I'm sticking to it.
All right. I'm going to guess that the current Olympic gold medal record-setting pace or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is somewhere, I'm going to lower it even more. I'm going to say it's about 310 to 315.
Okay.
I'm going to guess that in 1896, it was closer to 6 to 6.5 hours. So I'm going to say they've cut it almost in half, and that it's probably about three and a half hours faster.
Okay.
Whoa.
I got to say, I like both of your logics through the question.
Okay.
You're
the
both very wrong.
Way wrong. Okay.
Way wrong.
Yeah, Lindsay's second shot at logic.
Yes, exactly. In 1896, the first Olympic marathon,
uh-huh.
he finished in 2 hours, 58 minutes.
What?
Okay.
In 2016,
uh-huh.
it was 2 hours, 8 minutes, 50 minutes.
5-0.
5-0.
Okay. That Lindsay's pretty
My
pretty
brain
much.
Broke. My yeah. brain broke.
Yes.
Wow. 2 hours and 58. So I am a full hour off in what I think a marathon runner can do.
And that's 120 years ago. Like,
No, I'm not now. I thought it was like 3 hours and 10 minutes, 3 hours and 15 minutes now. And you're telling me it's 2 hours and 8 minutes?
2 hours and 8 minutes is what they finished in 2016.
I cannot get in my car and drive 26 miles
right
in an hour.
Well, I bet you could on a closed course.
not if I have to like pack up the kids and like get dressed and find shoes. I'm saying like my process of leaving the house does not include.
I'll tell you, if the marathon included that, I would watch it.
What is that? What is that per minute? What's their?
That is a very
good
question.
Let's do some of that math. I'm still just
floored.
That's
insane. That's like a 5.5 minute mile, like the whole way.
It's 4.9
yeah
miles per minute.
You're running 13 miles an hour the whole way. Like in the rare occasions that I get on a treadmill, I start really getting like, this is a ridiculously fast pace at like 6.5 miles an
hour.
Yeah,
that's about my top limit.
Yeah,
also.
That's the I'm running way too fast right now.
And then you do it for 2 hours.
Then you do double that for 2 consecutive hours.
Oh my goodness.
That is
so. 50 minutes is the range. Now,
right.
What's impressive? 2016, not the Olympic record.
No, that actually I can see.
Right.
It's not like swimming where they break the record every time they get in the pool.
Right. Exactly.
Katie Ledecky.
Yeah.
I know you're in Baltimore. I know you can hear us.
And if Katie Ledecky would like to come to Dirty Sexy Trivia,
right? You're welcome to come.
Is she over 21 yet?
Or be on a podcast if you want to come?
Yeah,
be on
no,
the podcast,
she wants to be on the
Katie,
podcast.
You know, we'd love to hear your comments on Winter Olympic trivia.
Very much so.
Oh my goodness! All right, Michael, well done with your facts.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, just to round it out,
the
Olympic record is 2 hours 6 minutes,
which was set 12.
2000. I think it was 2008.
Okay.
Wow, Michael, well done.
Yeah.
Yes, 2008 Summer Olympics.
Great job.
I cannot imagine moving that quickly without any help.
For clarification, for the purposes of getting the points at the thing, we're going to ask the difference between the 1896 and the most recent. So we are looking for that 50-minute range.
Awesome.
And the most recent.
Yeah, we're not using the Olympic record.
120 years, not the record.
Right.
Got it.
Cool. All right, Nick, you want to go or you want me to go?
Entirely up to you.
You go ahead.
All right.
I'll wrap us out.
Mine, based on...
Wrap
again,
us out. That's not a thing.
Wrap us up.
Wrap us out? No, wrap up. Us up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
all right. So we had a very interesting week in the stock market last week.
Yes.
To say the least.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm aware of that, so I feel pretty,
that's why it's significant.
I feel pretty aware. I'm on top of it.
So Monday it dropped almost 1,100 points.
Right.
Tuesday, whatever it was, Monday or Tuesday, and then Tuesday or Wednesday it dropped another 1,000 points.
This is a week. Right. Last week.
Last week. Yeah.
And
so,
then went back up 500 and then dropped.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, the single day drop, those two out of the last 5 days were over 1,000 points, almost 1,100 points.
Why isn't there a stock market themed roller coaster? Wouldn't that be cool?
Because it's already too terrifying.
There is a bar.
But it's a red and black line that
you
race
up and down
through. Oh, man, that'd be cool.
There is a pop-up bar, I think, in D.C. that has they have a big stock market ticker board above the bar, and the beer prices are dependent upon demand.
That's cool.
So anything that's like in high demand, the price starts going up, whereas stuff that people aren't drinking, the price starts going down.
That's very cool.
That's actually really cool.
I'm all on board for themes.
You're a big
very
theme
clear.
Bar kind of person?
I'm a big theme anything kind of person.
All right. So here's my question.
Uh-huh.
1,100 points on Monday, 1,000 points on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Black, the 1929 stock market crash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The big giant stock. When everybody says the stock market crash,
it was like
that's
Black
the one,
Wednesday or something.
I can never remember because they keep changing it. Like 87 was Black Monday.
Right.
This was a Black Tuesday and a Black Wednesday.
Also, I thought black in financial terms was a good thing.
It is.
So wouldn't it be,
until it causes the Great Depression.
Yeah, this is more of a black as in Black Death and Black Plague.
So wouldn't it be red, though, because it goes in the red? Why aren't we calling it Red Friday? I'm serious. And also, isn't Black Friday? That's a good thing because all of our shopping things go up.
Okay, so you actually want the answer to that?
Yeah.
Okay, so... For the most part, retail stores lose money all year.
Right.
Okay?
And Black Friday.
Black Friday is the day they get out of the red and into the black.
Yes, I know that.
Okay.
That's what that's my whole point.
So you just said, why don't they call it Red Friday?
No, I'm talking about what your fact is.
Oh, okay. When she's talking about crashes and stuff like that, why isn't it
Red
Monday?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, because Black Friday is a good thing.
I think you should call up the
who makes these things? Who are these mysterious
the chair
days?
Of the Fed? Mnuchin?
Mnuchin, yeah.
Yeah, those lines? Yeah, change it to red. All right, so Black Monday and Black Tuesday, October 28th and 29th of 1929.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 days of the stock market crash.
Sure.
What is the total drop over those 2 days?
Oh.
Dropped 1,100 points on Monday and 1,000 points on Wednesday.
26 minutes.
Not the
time.
Number of points dropped from we already on the 28th and the 29th. The overall change. So it opened on the morning of October 28th, and it closed at 5 o'clock on October 29th.
Right.
What was the total change?
Well,
obviously, it was negative.
Well,
it was negative.
Even though it doesn't make sense, that's fine. obviously, there's less total.
That is a very good point to bring up.
Well, there's less total. Yeah. What is it, points?
Yeah.
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 So there's
they
less.
They didn't start at 27,000.
My point is, I do not have a career as a financial advisor, but okay, mm-hmm. So there's points. There's less total points in the pot. So you got to figure that it's less than what this drop was last week because it would be a higher percentage of the lesser things. So
sure.
Well, that's my train of logic. So I'm going to say it dropped 800.
Okay.
Yeah, 800. I need to stop letting Lindsay go first.
Okay.
Because she's taking my guesses.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're probably wrong. So.
So I'm going to say 801.
801.
No. I think Lindsay's logic train is dead on to what I was thinking.
Pew,
is there's no way that the stock market was as big as it is today.
Obviously.
And what I do know.
All aboard.
What in 2008, it was 6,500 points. So it's up 20,000 points in the last 10 years.
Right. So I'm going to say closer to 400.
Closer to 400, half of what Lindsay's guess
is.
Okay. We're going to throw out those two guesses and we're going to try again.
Are we really
both
that
high
wrong?
Or are we both low?
You are both so high, it is borderline absurd.
20 points.
50.
Now we're getting real close. Okay. Lindsay is closest.
Of course she is.
The the stock market was 60, I got to do math, 68.9 points.
Okay.
That was the total drop over the 2 days was 68 points.
Jesus.
Wow.
Okay, or 68.9 points. The market closed on the 28th at 260 points and closed on the 29th at 230 points.
Now, here's my question.
Uh-huh.
What is that as far as percentage?
As far as percentage goes, again, quick math, just over 12.5%.
Oh, significant.
On the first day, and then an additional almost 12% on the second day. So
it lost almost a quarter.
Yeah.
Of its value over 2 days.
Wow.
Correct.
Jeez.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, that was significant.
Yes.
Now, that being said, 2,100 points over 2 days,
like
happened last week, is roughly 10%.
Right.
So, it's under 10%, but yeah, it's about 8 or 9%. So,
yeah,
it's significant.
It's absolutely significant.
Yeah. So I thought that was really interesting, and it really puts things in perspective that the blackest day in the history of the stock market was a 68-point drop.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Not cool in the dropping, and not cool in that it's named the wrong thing.
Right.
But super interesting.
Thanks,
Nick.
Yeah.
So
Lindsay's
I guess
irrationally angry about that.
I am.
I've seen her get riled up about some stuff. Like, that's
don't get her started on gondoliers.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a whole other thing. I was going to lead with that when we record the next episode. But, yeah, no, I went down a whole big thing about the patriarchy and gondoliering in Venice. It's not great for women there. And I was trying to find out the exact number of hours it took to be a gondolier because it's a very technically skilled thing. And it's like 400 hours. And then I was like, oh, the first woman gondolier. And I don't know. It was a whole big thing.
Tiny canals.
Yes.
I spent so long researching about gondoliers. I finally was like, threw my paper down. I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
We were working in the office this morning and she just starts screaming in the other room. And I'm like, oh my God, what happened? And she goes, stupid gondoliers. And I go, this is a weird company. It's just a weird company.
It's a strange company.
So we're going to go back to something that we started out the podcast saying that we didn't know how the heart shape came to be. So I'm going to go to another missing shape, which
the
is
circle.
The one of the stars on the original Star Spangled Banner was never found. They don't know it. Somebody cut it out in amongst
Betsy Ross's flag.
No. The Star Spangled Banner. There's a difference.
The one flying over Fort McHenry.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, Betsy Ross's original Star Spangled Banner was made in...
Well, yeah, you said original and Star Spangled. Yeah, okay.
Oh, sorry.
The one, literally the one flying over Fort McHenry.
Yes, that inspired
the song.
Princess Sky Key.
Yes. So my question is, how much was Mary Young Pickersquilt paid to sew the Star Spangled Banner?
What year was that?
1813.
Yeah, it had to be the early 1800s.
Yeah. And I have another follow-up question, because you guys really don't have a way to guess this.
Six
I just think it's so
ridiculous.
Yeah, I was going to say like maybe a dime.
A halfpenny.
There's no way for you to get
a
this,
pittance.
But I just think it's interesting. And so Armistead, who was the major there at the fort, he commissioned this flag to get made, and he wanted it to be so large that the British could see it from a distance. So he's like, oh, we don't have a big enough flag here at our
we
fort.
We need a bigger flag.
So we need the British to be able to see it, and he was just trying to basically show a big flag, you know what I'm saying? And commissioned this flag to get made for, any guesses?
6 cents.
Six cents.
10 cents.
You're both very wrong.
Okay.
It was $405.90.
$400?
Yeah, $400, which is more than most people in Baltimore at the time got.
Made in a year?
Yeah, made in a year, exactly. So it was over the amount that you would get in your annual salary. It was a lot. She was a widow. She had her daughter and her three nieces and indentured servant help out to make it, because the whole thing took over an entire floor of her apartment. Or like her little house at the time, because it was so big. I mean, it was over 30 by 42 feet was the original one. Took 6 weeks to make, which is pretty crazy. And then the Armistead family somehow got the flag after the whole, you know, Star Spangled Banner and the whole big battle and everything. So they passed it down from generation to generation, and there was some controversy.
Uh-oh.
Because they gave it to the daughter instead of the son, and the son was pissed.
I would be too.
But George Armistead's wife gave it to Georgina because she was actually born in the fort.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense.
I was going to say, it's one of two things. It's either she was born in the fort or she was the older sibling.
Yep, she was born in the fort, so they're like, this is what your dad would have wanted, so you get the flag. And then they kept in this big canvas bag. They would cut off little pieces. I mean, if you go see it, which I recommend you do at the National American History Museum, the Smithsonian, National Museum of American History,
There you go.
Go see it. But, you know, so many pieces and chunks are missing, including the star. And so bringing it full circle. Bringing it full circle with our missing shapes. No one knows where that star is, and maybe someday it will get discovered, just like we'll know how the heart came to be.
Yeah. So I tried to figure out what $400 in 1813 would be worth, like, today, what the equivalent would be, and no inflation calculator goes back that far. It's like, it goes back to, like, 1914. There's one that goes back to 1850. Nothing goes back to 1813. But real quick, if it was 1850, it would have been about $12,000 for the flag.
Yeah.
Is the equivalent.
A lot of money.
Yeah. Call it $20,000.
Okay. I got one last thing, and this actually came from a player of mine.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Super quick, because Lindsay's giving me that look. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to save it for the next podcast.
Yeah.
We'll open the next podcast with it. Ryan, sorry. Listen next week.
Next week.
Sorry,
episode
Ryan.
Episode 260 is your episode, Ryan.
Michael's going rogue and just introducing new things when we're going to wrap it up.
And you know what? There's your secret phrase.
Wrap it up.
No, I like wrap it out.
Wrap it out.
Wrap it out. Wrap it out. Okay, wrap it out is your secret phrase. Wrap it out. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
This is a We Don't Know Either podcast.
Bye.